Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
LB is out this week, but Danielle is filling in with today's sports.
The Bruins take their 2-0 series lead to Carolina tonight to play Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hurricanes. Boston, of course, won the first two in the best of seven at home by a combined score of 11-4. Now, Hurricanes head coach Ron Brind'Amour hinting at a possible goalie change for Game 3.
Oh, they're panicking.
They are panicking. He spoke with the media yesterday, said that goalie Peter Mrazek was not their only issue in Sunday's 6-2 loss to the Bruins, but it's certainly an option that needs to be looked at.
You know, Game 1, we had moments where maybe that game could have went a different way. Game 2 is no chance. So we are where we are because of their good play. I mean, their goaltender has been good, but we haven't really tested them that much, especially last game. And I don't know if it would have mattered if Peter was great. You know, it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, so certainly we're down 2-0, but it's not because of goaltending from our end.
The guy was like Swiss cheese on Sunday. But I mean, he's been great.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So
I got into his head somehow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just like you're gonna have a bad game. I mean, I don't know that I'd go away from him
right
at this point.
Right.
But
where's the loyalty, kid?
I'm very excited about tonight's game, mm-hmm. and if the Bruins can steal this one, or they can steal the game. The next game will be on Thursday night down there.
Mm-hmm.
If they can steal one of the two of these, then they will be prime time, ready to rock back here for Game 5 and in the catbird seat, as we said yesterday.
Yes.
So
yes.
What time is the game tonight? Is it 8 o'clock start tonight because of Doc Emrick and NBC probably?
Let me double check here. 8 o'clock start, that
okay.
is correct.
All right,
yes.
Google it.
Google it, kid. If you're a fan, you already know what time the game is.
Google it.
Robert Bortuzzo scored the go-ahead goal late in the second period as the Blues drowned the Sharks 4-2 in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in San Jose last night. That series now tied at 1, and St. Louis will host Game 3 tomorrow. The Red Sox were off yesterday. They begin a 2-game interleague series with the Rockies tonight at Fenway Park. Chris Sale takes to the mound for Boston while Colorado counters with Kyle Freeland. Sox right now are 22-19, 3 games back in the AL East. Dustin Pedroia's road back to the majors, hitting another snag. He left his minor league rehab assignment with Double A Portland due to some left knee soreness.
I mean, I think he's done.
I mean, it's been a tough road for Petey.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I mean, he must have wanted to give it another go, but I don't even know why.
He's played just 6 games with Boston this season after only 3 in 2018. So we'll see what is down the road for Mr. Pedroia. As you mentioned earlier this morning, but we'll just cover it quickly. Greg, a Palm Beach County judge is granting Patriots owner Robert Kraft's motion to suppress video evidence in his court case. Defense attorneys argued the warrant allowing the video included no instructions on how to protect innocent people, and detectives did not try to use less intrusive investigative methods. State of Florida could appeal, but legal experts think the case against Kraft and other suspects that have been charged with soliciting prostitutes may have hit a dead end. Turning to the NBA, the draft lottery is tonight in Chicago. The Knicks, Cavs, and Suns each have a 14% chance of landing the number one overall pick, and whoever gets that pick will be in line to select Duke forward Zion Williamson, who's considered the top prospect available. The NBA draft itself is June 20th in Brooklyn. When it comes to the Western Conference Finals, that tip-off is tonight in Oakland. The Warriors host the Trailblazers in Game 1. Golden State chasing its third straight championship, while Portland will try to score an upset in the best of 7 series. And Warriors standout Steph Curry will get to square off with his brother Seth Curry, who's a reserve for the Blazers. I'm Danielle, and that's a WAAF Sports Minute.
Well done.
Thank you.
I would assume that those who questioned why Robert Kraft was not just pleading guilty are now eating their words a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, and a lot of people will say that this is the problem with our justice system in this country, is that if you can afford the most expensive lawyers, like Larry the lawyer, then you can find a way to, I was going to say get off, but, you know, you can find, you can participate in some legal maneuvering that will lead to a situation like this. Because basically, I mean, they are saying that they may not be able to proceed with the case against Mr. Kraft without the video.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
I mean,
big old snag for prosecutors.
So do you think that, let's say that he is exonerated, or at least he is not found guilty, do you think that the NFL will still initiate some sort of punishment on him? Or, I mean, would Roger Goodell have trouble doing that when there is no conviction? I mean, I know
if
the NFL,
no conviction,
the NFL can do anything they want.
Yep.
And they can choose to penalize again.
Oh, come on.
I'm finding it hard to find the right words to discuss
wait,
this.
Don't
but,
say, wait,
don't say finding it hard.
I mean, they can,
the massage spa found they it
can,
hard.
In many of these cases, they can, right off the bat, they can finger the person that
okay,
was,
guys,
that, was respons- that was responsible.
Stop. But that's good news for Kraft. Just
I mean,
stop
I think
there.
It's,
you're
I
making
think
it worse.
I think it's good news, right? I mean, you're talking about, I mean, the lawyers in this case, magicians. I mean,
Well, you know, like you said, he has the money to hire lawyers who have huge amounts of staff and partners that can look through every legal precedent.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the cops really messed up when they left those cameras in there and they had video of people actually getting legitimate massages. Right.
Correct.
Yes. And when that lawsuit came forward, I'm sure that just broke that wide open.
They were basically violating everyone's rights by leaving those cameras in there.
Right.
And so, you know, and the traffic stop also was a major issue.
Yeah.
Because you can't just randomly pull somebody over who's being driven away from a massage parlor in a Bentley. You know, so
what about a Corolla?
That was the Uber Eats delivery for the girls that work at the massage parlor.
All right,
this is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody. Let's go Bruins.
Yes, go Bees.
Listen, you're right, Greg. Most Americans can't afford those overpriced lawyers because they would literally ram it to us.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes. So would you say that when it comes to this case, there's going to be a happy ending after all? Yes, there is. Okay.
Right.
I think they're going to dismiss the case. I mean, you talk about a dramatic turn of events with this judge's ruling last night. I think they're going to have to dismiss the case. So, all right. It is 7:09. And I think we have time to get to today's Robot Uprising report.
Your technological enslavement is imminent.
It can only be attributable to human error.
Underneath, it's a hyperalloy combat chassis. Microprocessor controlled. Fully armored. Very tough.
Are you ready for the Robot Uprising?
Well, normally we talk on this show about how the Robot Uprising is coming, but I believe this morning we can share with you the news that the Robot Uprising is here.
Yes, it is.
Because Amazon is offering $10,000 to those employees who will leave their job so they can be replaced by a robot.
That's correct.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
This is it.
Yep.
The end is nigh.
Yep.
The human race is doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're looking to replace some of their warehouse staff with robots who can pack boxes up to 5 times as fast as a human worker could per hour. And it's a neat thing that they're actually doing. They're offering $10,000, and 3 months' pay of the salary that you got for working as an Amazon employee. They're encouraging their human workers to start their own delivery services, which will probably be taken over by robots eventually anyway with the self-driving cars. Yeah. But they want to bump them out of the warehouses and have the robots in there because it's more efficient.
Well, yeah, they want to. So they want Amazon Prime to be a one-day delivery, not a two-day delivery.
Correct.
And so they're basically, because they're taking over the whole entire world, they want to run the delivery service too. So they want to find a way to eliminate whoever they... Now, you're a big Amazon Prime user.
Yes, I definitely am worth it for me.
Is it UPS or FedEx who deliver? How does it depend?
Usually it's UPS. Shout out to my amazing UPS guy, James Kraft. Yeah.
No relation?
No relation. But
they want to have their own and eliminate that so they can do one-day delivery, All right. Well,
oh boy.
Robot uprising underway. And in the future, you will not be paid. You will be strangled by the robot who is taking your position over. I just want to warn you about that. All right. It is 7-Eleven. There's a cluster F on Route 2 this morning because there was an accident out by Devon's. So just be aware that if you're thinking about taking Route 2, you might want to choose an alternate route. We'll give you more on that later. Coming up in just a moment, we will get to today's Nation of Pussies report, and we will discuss what won't be announced at a high school graduation anymore. Also, Danielle has her faux fur panties in a bunch over what happened at a frat at her college alma mater. And we will discuss that also coming up next. Well, speaking of those who pay for sex, as we were before the break, Stanley Stiz Grimey has entered the studio. Our vice president of social medias and assistant producer on this program. How are you today?
Good morning, guys.
I'm assuming that you're here because Stanley's poll is up.
It is, Hill Dog. It is up and at attention.
What is your poll question this morning?
So this morning, Greg, we asked, if the Robert Kraft case is dismissed because of the judge's ruling last night on the video,
yes,
do you think the NFL will still punish him?
Yes, I do. Because Roger Goodell can't stand him. What do you think?
I think so. I think he'll attempt to.
You think he'll attempt to?
Yeah. I don't know if he'll...
If he'll be able to.
Yeah, but I think he'll attempt to. He'll pull some code of conduct BS.
What are the listeners saying?
92% of our audience right now think absolutely.
Really?
That they will
try to punish
him.
They hate us because they ain't us. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right?
All we do is win, win, win no matter what. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got guys who are doing horrible things to women who are still allowed to play, and there's not a mention of any kind of a sanction whatsoever. All right, so you can share your opinion when you go to our Twitter feed at WAAF or also on Instagram at WAAF Boston.
That's right, Greg. Right. Also on our Facebook, WAAF Rocks.
Okay, yeah. Facebook.com/WAAF Rocks. Right. And we're going to get some Uber confessions from you coming up in a half an hour or
so. That's right.
All right. I mean,
I have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the cab stories.
Were people refusing to shake your hand yesterday after you?
People were treating me awkward yesterday, actually, now that you say that. Yes.
After that very disturbing story that you told.
My mom called me and just said, I'm disappointed.
That's all she has to say.
That's all she said.
Oh, God.
I'm not even mad. I'm disappointed.
Yes.
All right. Well, the judge ruled last night that video is not evidence. It's inadmissible.
I don't think Goodell will do anything.
You don't?
No, because there's no conviction.
Yeah.
I think if they throw this out, he's not going to do it because he doesn't have that backing up his decision.
Yeah.
And it'll just make it even more obvious than it already is that he's just after Kraft and the Patriots.
Huh. Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm thinking rationally. I'm not thinking like an NFL commissioner.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, share your opinion on our Twitter feed or on our Facebook page, or on Instagram. Today's weather brought to you by Comcast, and it's going to be cloudy. There's going to be some showers around. Looks like we dodged the snow bullet last night. I have seen no reports of anybody in the state getting snow last night, so that's good. Current temperature is 43 here in Brighton, and the high today will be 47. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, Beyond Fast. Call 1-800-501-6000 and take your business beyond. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up in about half an hour. So leave one of those right now on the ruling in the Robert Kraft case or on Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals or on Bear Force One or on any other topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. This is your pal, Derek the Steelers fan, who just dropped the dishes into the sink or something. Derek.
Sorry about that, Hill Dog.
I
find it funny. First of all, shoot, they don't need convictions in the NFL. I can give you a very high-profile case of a quarterback that his reputation has been absolutely smeared for decades. Okay? That's number one. Number two, how proud are you, huh, Hill Dog?
What do you mean?
How proud?
What?
Using a technique. Like, so Mr. Kraft, as you refer to him, okay?
Uh-huh.
He was very concerned about those innocent men who were unceremoniously recorded.
Yes,
that was his utmost concern.
Yes, there were some women also who were there getting just a normal massage, and
correct. So let us go to the trailer park down on Route 1. You know, one of those flea bag abandoned motels on the side of the road. If they set up a brothel there, you think drunk guy Bobby would be okay with it?
I would assume he wouldn't be. I mean, I don't.
Right.
I don't.
So do you think he'd be concerned at how the police got rid of it, or would he just be concerned that they get rid of it?
Listen, Derek. Everyone is. I don't know if you've read the Constitution, but everybody is entitled to a legal defense. If you can't afford one, it will be provided for you. In this case, the lawyers have done what their absolute responsibility is to make sure that all evidence was obtained in an appropriate manner.
Okay, so just as long as going forward, okay, with this case and every other time they get caught cheating or doing something wrong, couple that with the signing of the biggest scumbag walking in the NFL, Mr. Bennett, the most anti-law enforcement person there is, a guy who pulled a Jesse Smollett before Jesse even knew what he was doing. Mind you, do you know that story?
Yes.
How fake that the cops went after him because he was black, when in fact there was no evidence of it. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, it's big.
And then he smashed some disabled security guard to the ground at the next Super Bowl that he was at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're comfortable with
it. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. An anti-law enforcement, un-American organization. Because Bennett's not coming out to the anthem.
I don't know the
right?
Derek, I don't know the man. I will wait until I have the opportunity to meet him. Sometimes these rumors swirl around in the media and they aren't true, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's what I like to do.
Well, I'll just say, the fraud that is perpetuated by you people, and now the franchise itself, that there's some, holier than thou, they're there for everybody, they do the Patriot way, is a sham.
Derek, thank you. Derek must have an awful lot of miserable mornings living here in the city of champions.
Many, many, many.
Right?
Many.
Very, I probably needs a therapist based on the success of the football team in the state that he lives in. You can win a trip for two to download Festival Madrid because it is stop number one on WAAF's World Tour 2019. All you have to do is listen every day this week at 10:30, 1:30, and 5:30 to qualify. And you win concert tickets when you qualify. The grand prize winner is going to travel in luxury style to download Festival Madrid. So keep listening, 10:30, 1:30, and 5:30 today to win your way to stop number one on WAAF's World Tour 2019. It is 7:30, and we need to get to today's Nation of Pussies report.
Yes.
It's graduation season.
Tis.
Of course, I am traveling upstate New York this weekend for the college graduation of Julia Hill.
Yes.
My firstborn daughter. And there is a high school which is doing away with a longtime tradition. And they're in the news because there will not be a valedictorian who will be honored at graduation this year.
No valedictorian, no salutatorian, no superlatives, no best of anything.
Yeah.
They have decided in Mason, Ohio, that starting with the class of 2020, the high school is going to do away with any top honors at graduation. They say that they did this following a year-long study with and a focus group with students, staffers, and families. Now, students will continue to be recognized for their academic performance using the Latin honor system, so the summa cum laude, et cetera, but they're not going to do valedictorian speeches or anything like that at graduation.
Well, we don't want to single anybody out for working hard and achieving when it comes to success.
Right.
We want to make sure that mediocrity is celebrated at the highest levels of our educational system in this country.
Dare you get ahead? No, not on my watch.
Yeah.
So Ryan Griffith is a sophomore at Mason High School.
Yeah, and I think what the way in which he talks about this is really alarming when it comes to where this country is heading.
Yeah.
Because he believes that school should just be fun. There should be really no effort put forth.
So he's like Olivia Jade.
There should be, shouldn't be no kind of requirements on how hard you work or anything like that.
I think in the long run, it's really going to change the atmosphere at the school in a positive way. We should have fun in high school and not just try to push ourselves to the max. Just taking off that stress, knowing, hey, if it comes to the final and I get a B, it's okay.
Yeah, or C or D. That's okay. Or whatever the grade, or, you know, maybe the grades could just be okay. Like, the grading system could be good or okay.
Yeah.
And there's no F. Right. There's no, I mean, why should anybody be stressed? Mm-hmm. It's not like when you get into the real world, you're going to face any kind of stress.
There's absolutely no competition in the real world, kids.
Right.
There's nobody, like, right behind your butt trying to get your job. Or, you know, you're never going to face any kind of adversity, you know, when you get out into the real world. It's going to be pretty fun. Like camp. That's what he wants, right? He wants to go to camp. High school should be like canoeing and making s'mores and popsicle stick birdhouses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd have missed that.
Here's somebody who says, I'm in favor of this. This is a 978 texter. Save time by omitting another useless speech at graduation.
Oh, well, that's why.
I mean, I...
Well, then get rid of the speech. And just, but still,
right,
award,
but you still
the...
Have, yeah.
There's, you know, award excellence. You know, and okay, so some kid may be turned off by that. But the next kid will probably be like, you know what? I got to do better.
Right.
I want to get up there where Carl is right now. You know,
I want my speech to go viral like Carl's dead.
Right. Now, you'll have to explain this statement to me from a confrontational listener who's texting in. Greg, I'm not sure that you can criticize grading systems and how high schools operate given your history.
I feel
yes, well, I think it's well documented that I failed anatomy and physiology my senior year, and
Jim,
I did.
It was Jim.
And I did not graduate.
It was Jim.
I did not graduate from Neshoba Regional High School. I don't know why I would not be allowed to comment on.
He
on
told
that.
The gym teacher he had his period.
I mean, he
couldn't play volleyball.
No, it was the ropes. I could never.
You could never ring the bell at the top.
Here's a 617 text that says, "How much competition have you gaggle of stiffs faced in your job?"
Oh my God! Shut up!
I think Greg.
Shut up!
I think Greg insulates you guys quite well.
Are you tapped?
Oh, okay.
Wait, is that a joke? Wait, is that a joke about silver puffy jacket that I insulate you?
It keeps us toasty warm from the rest of the onslaught of competition in the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We're just here. There's nothing to worry about anywhere. We don't care about that.
Well, that's somebody who's obviously in favor of no grades and no holding anybody to any kind of a standard,
right.
And everybody just has fun.
Right.
Every day is just fun.
Right.
There's no pressure to pay a bill. Yeah. There's no, you get a check every month from the government, and everybody gets an equal check, and there's no charge for any services, and that's what that person wants. And that's great.
I just graded your math test, Johnny. You get a banana emoji. Congratulations.
Right.
What? Excuse me?
Here's a 978 text that says that texter should ask Spaz. He's still trying to get his job back.
Oh, that's true.
I'm surprised he hasn't shown up the last couple of days with LB being out.
I am surprised, too.
No? all right. Well,
seriously, that first bump in the road, these kids are going to cave.
Of course they are.
You know, it's like, nobody told me that this was going to happen. Nobody prepared me for this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's and I admire though. I was never clearly a great student.
Mm-hmm.
And so I admire the kids who, if LB were here, he'd say that they worked their bag off. I admire them for the time they put in and to get to graduation and to not be able to be named valedictorian or salutatorian.
Salutatorian.
I think it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah.
All right. I also, Danielle is very upset this morning over what happened at her college alma mater.
Yep.
But I probably shouldn't call it your alma mater because you also did not make it through.
No, technically Salem State University is my alma mater.
That's your alma
mater. That's where I graduated from.
That's where you graduated from with a degree in?
Business management.
Business management. Yes. But at Hofstra.
So many consonants.
You're very upset because of what happened to a dog at a frat.
Yes.
Yeah.
The AE Pie boys have been put on suspension after a video surfaced on social media, as it always does, of them at a keg party Saturday forcing a 10-month-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel to drink beer at the keg party. One of the frat members reportedly sprayed the beer into the dog's mouth.
Oh.
One of the guys in the video is the owner of the puppy. He's a member of the frat and a senior at Hofstra. This reportedly happened at their frat house in Hempstead, just off campus. And this is Nassau SPCA Detective Gary Rogers.
That dog had no choice. They didn't say, hey, I want a beer and I want it poured down my throat. So it's wrong.
Come on, guys.
Spuds McKenzie liked to have a beer every once in a while.
Oh, he partied.
Yeah, he did.
He wore a little Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
Sunglasses?
Yeah. He was all over that. Yeah. But I don't know that this dog was necessarily in it to party.
What, they get super secret, a double super secret probation?
Yeah. They've had a lot of colleges have dealt with this, but they've had an interesting history of charter revocation. A couple of years ago, they revoked Sigma Pi's charter because of hazing issues. And then back in the 90s, anyone who is local that may have gone to Hofstra or knew someone that went to Hofstra, there was an incident. And I can't remember if it was one of the Greek frats or CNL, the football fraternity, but there was an incident with a goat.
Oh, an incident with a goat.
Yep, there was an incident with a goat.
That's never good when something is described as an incident with a goat.
Yeah.
No. I think they left the goat out in the woods somewhere, and somebody came across the goat, and somebody found the goat, rephrase.
Well, the goat wasn't supposed to talk, but the goat obviously talked. Yeah.
At North Adams State, there was a fraternity, I won't name them, but they had a rooster.
Uh-huh.
And the rumor was they were injecting it with steroids.
Oh,
and the thing would get loose all the time, and neighbors or police would bring it back to the house. And finally, one of the animal control people or shelter came by and just took it.
Yeah,
it was running around outside the house, and they just grabbed it and said, "That's enough of that."
The rooster did like a 3.8 40, and everybody was so impressed that they wanted to test them.
Fast.
It was
fast.
Why were they injecting the rooster with steroids?
Because you're in college in your 20s and you're stupid.
What else are you going to do?
Yes, exactly. What else are you going to do? Homework?
Well, here's a text that says they should be expelled. That is heinous.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Would you expel somebody from school for that?
Animal abuse.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who else abused animals? Dahmer.
Yeah. Serial killers, man. That's how they start.
All right.
By the way, I just want a little credit here for being a five-year-old and resisting a sea joke when we talked about that rooster.
I realized when I started talking, I'm like, oh, boy, here's
I almost threw it out there, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold back. It's Tuesday.
Thank you.
Obscure reference from a texter on the goat, Van Wilder. You remember that.
Oh, God.
Here's a text that says, Greg, I love you guys, but when was the last time you were in a high school in the Boston suburbs? The stress level of these kids is so high. They compete for perfect SAT scores and high honors, and then they still don't get into the top colleges. It's not the same as when we were kids.
I don't know.
It's still going to be high even without the valedictorian.
Excuse me. That sounds like the same as when I went to high school. We were pressured to get high SAT scores so we could try to get into colleges. We were pressured to get good grades.
The pressure comes from the parents.
Yes.
And if you're somebody who believes that where you go to college is the be all end all of your life, then I personally think you need to make a little adjustment in your thinking. The system is so out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this so many times. We have, you're 18 years old and you're supposed to be able to figure out what you want to be doing when you're 30 or 35, and most of us have absolutely no idea. So you or your parents are going to spend anywhere from $100,000 if you're lucky, to $250,000 on your education, having absolutely no idea where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
So to sit here and put pressure on these kids over which college you're going to get out of is, in my opinion, is horrible. That's where the stress comes from. And this 978 texter says it is exactly the same now as it was when we all grew up and stopped protecting today's youth. That's what that texter says. So, it's ridiculous. Hello, Darren.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you can name the fraternity. It's Beta Chi Gamma. They're no longer around anymore, but I still inject chickens with steroids.
Okay. You said it. I didn't.
All right. We are going to play your... Listen.
Look.
If you don't think the system is out of whack, all you need to do is look at Lori Loughlin and others who felt it was necessary to spend anywhere from $100,000 to $500,000 to get their kid into a specific school, Ivy League or otherwise. What a waste of money and what a ridiculously whacked out system that it is. And it needs, it just needs, it needs to be, it needs to be changed. All right, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8, so you still have time to leave a last-minute Hillmail voicemail message. Our next Breakfast with Baker segment with the governor is Monday. So after I am back from the 6.5-hour drive to St. Lawrence for graduation, Monday morning, it's Breakfast with Baker, and the governor will be here answering all of our questions and all of your questions about the Commonwealth. Real problem, by the way, not sure how. So Julia's graduation is Sunday.
Yes.
Not sure how I am going to watch the series finale of Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
Terrible.
Because of the drive back.
They don't have the cable out there?
No, no. I'm driving back so I can be here to do the show on Monday.
That's never stopped anyone from watching any kind of video.
Seriously.
While driving? Right. I can't. I can't do it. I cannot do it. But anyway. Oh, Stiz Grimey's here. Yes, what is it?
I've done way worse when driving.
Yeah, we heard that about that yesterday.
Yes.
I'm sure you're here for your next Uber confession after what happened yesterday on the show. Is that true?
The people demand it.
So anyway, we'll get to that. Let me just see what Vicky wants, because Vicky's been hanging on. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, dolls. How are you?
What's going on?
Is this single Twitter
Vicky or taken Twitter Vicky, or what's your current status?
Single Twitter Vicky.
Okay, back to single Twitter Vicky. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, back and forth my whole life, right?
Yes.
So I just wanted to comment. I used to teach in an affluent school community, and I know you were talking about the salutatorian, valedictorian thing before about not having it anymore.
Yes.
So this district had banned it years ago, and it did absolutely nothing as far as helping or deterring kids' egos. There were still students who were creating spreadsheets of GPAs because they would be in AP and honors classes together, and they would track each other's progress. So as far as protecting any sort of snowflakes, nothing. No one was being protected. And then the kids that didn't care anyway.
Right.
But I agree with you, Greg, because just having gone to a lot of the sporting events in this district, just sitting with the parents on the sidelines, I was anxious by the end of a game just hearing them talk about their kids and their kids' grades and what they needed to do. They were all Felicity Huffmans on the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, it puts undue pressure on the kid, and it doesn't matter that much. I mean, listen, the best thing you get out of your college experience is probably the networking opportunity. The opportunity, you know, a lot of these schools have a great graduate network, and they're willing to hire people, interview people, and so that's the best. That's what you get out of it.
Obscure reference: The Office. Andy Bernard reminds you that Cornell has an extensive alumni network.
Yes,
I'm sure.
That's right.
I'm sure.
Cornell, where I went to college.
There's always an Office obscure reference, especially when you're Danielle and you've watched it all the way through 14 different times.
I think we're approaching like 22 at this
22
point.
Times, yeah, 22 times watching The Office all the way through.
Yeah. We're wrapping up Frasier now.
Yeah. All right. Well, yesterday, I don't know how we got into it. I guess we were talking about how Stanley Stiz Grimey, our vice president of social medias, is also an Uber driver, and then he started to tell the story of driving the cab for the city of Chelsea. And
How we got into it? Because Uber cars have like a million more germs in them.
Yes, that's right. That's how we got into it. Yeah,
they're diseased.
Yeah, it's like, what was it, 200 times the germs?
Correct.
Yeah, so there was a report from Science yesterday about how the average Uber has 200 times the germs of a cab, of a regular old yellow taxi cab. And they said that the window handle and the door handle are the two germiest parts of an Uber.
Yeah, correct.
But anyway, so Stiz was talking about how he ended up driving some guys out of King Arthur's and then finding a lady of the evening who was named Sunshine. And they did their thing, and then Stiz apparently did his thing disturbingly in the cab while they were in there. But anyway, during that segment, you mentioned that you also drove over an elderly woman when her foot you were driving the cab.
Yes.
So this would be Uber confessions or cab confessions from Stiz Grimy. So exactly how did that happen?
It was a warm Saturday in Chelsea, Greg.
We know how a warm Saturday smells in Chelsea, at Chelsea by the Sea.
Sewage.
So what happened? What was the deal?
All right. So I was driving the cab. I was working a shift, and I believe it was during the daytime, right? So you would pick up a lot of elderly people, you know, take them to Demoulas, wherever. So I started to get a little too comfortable, as I think we all do when driving sometimes. We get a little too comfortable, right? And, you know, the way cabs work, you want to make money. So once you drop someone off, you want to get to the next fare, hurry up and make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this sweet old lady in the back of my cab, and I believe I was taking her back from Demoulas. And so we get in front of her house, and now she's in the back. And so this is what I did, again, trying to save time. I stopped the car so she could get out. However, I never put the cab in park. My foot on the brake, and I didn't put the cab into park. Mm-hmm. So it was still in drive. So I'm like, hey, have a great day. You know, it was great seeing you. She says, thank you. She goes to step out of the cab, and I think that she's completely out. I think that she has both feet, you know, out of the cab, and she's safely out of the vehicle. I take my foot off the gas a little bit, and all of a sudden, I hear, oh my God!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.